And now, the Goldbergs. Jake Goldberg is getting to the point where he'd like to build a high fence around his house and put up a big sign, "All visitors forbidden," because right now, Seymour and his sister Bertie are hard at work settling their own affairs in the Goldberg house. First, Bertie came to warn Seymour that he mustn't be in love with Rosie, and it was one thing. And then Bertie discovered something for herself. She dropped her first intention like a hot potato pancake and went on to it. It's something about a trailer, and as Bertie ate Jake's lunch, she had a long discussion with Seymour.
Rosalie, please, please, come and take the dish towel and stop listening. Don't be an eardropper, please.
What is Seymour's sister going to do with a trailer?
What is that your concern, Mama Eve? What is that to your concern if she saw a trailer and she wants a trailer? What is that your concern, Mama Eve? Have to stand by the door and listen?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Here, dry the glasses. Please. Who came in?
Seymour.
I'm in the kitchen, Samuel.
Father thinks you ought to be back at the mill, Seymour.
Yes, I'm going.
Samuel?
What's going on, Mama?
Papa sent you home?
What is she doing with a trailer?
Why, is Papa mad?
Well, she gave Papa's name as reference.
Oh, my phone.
I'll take it.
Your phone is ringing.
Yes, I'm coming.
Wait, what's that
mean?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Mrs.
Goldberg, if you
want
to answer
the phone. It's all right, I'm taking it.
The name.
It's all right. Hello, Alfie. Yes?
Yes, Molly, it's me.
Yes?
Have you still got company?
Yes.
You know I didn't finish my lunch, Molly? And you also know I didn't finish my pancake?
Yes, Jake, dear.
I want pancakes for supper. And I expect you to see to it that my house is free of company. Bertie and Seymour.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yes.
And you can tell Seymour he has a job and his lunch hour has long expired.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye. Seymour, Mr. Goldberg says it's late.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right.
Before you go, Seymour, I want you to call Mama on the phone.
That's long distance, no?
Mrs. Goldberg won't mind.
What do you want Mama for?
I want her to get ready to storage her furniture. I want her also to see the world.
Brady, will you please explain your idea to Mrs. Goldberg? She's intelligent. She's sincere. She'll advise you. For myself, all I can say is that I'm at a loss.
Okay, I'll tell her. But not because I need advice. My mind is made up.
Brady.
Get Mama on the phone, Faith.
I have to get out of the way. You're jeopardizing my job.
Oh, I'm only your sister.
So why deny?
Then call Mama on the phone.
What phone? Mama doesn't have a phone in her apartment, you know.
The candy store caller.
Why should she walk down 5 flights of stairs?
Oh, you're concerned about Mama walking 4 flights of stairs, huh? But I want to put an end to all that kind of living, and you're putting obstacles in my way.
You don't know enough about the beauty business.
I took a 6-week course in beauty culture, didn't I?
Mrs. Goldberg.
Bertie, if you'll tell me...
Please call Mama on the phone.
Excuse me.
I'll explain it all to you, Mrs. Goldberg.
All right,
very
good.
Long distance, please. Mama has to come down 4 flights of stairs to come in. 3 months, 7, please. What's the candy?
9970.
What is it?
9970. 9970, please. Tell the operator Mama's name and have her come to the phone party to party. Then you won't have to pay for the time you're hanging.
3 months, 9970 in New York.
Patient to patient. Patiently, patiently. Don't forget.
I want Mrs. Fingerhood. Ask the man to call her.
In apartment 4D.
In apartment 4D.
Yes.
4D.
A, B, C, D.
D. All right. Thank you.
Lady, before you proceed, why don't you tell Mrs. Goldberg your idea?
Maybe my mother could advise you.
It's not advice I need, Miss Goldberg. I need encouragement. Yes. Are the bows and flowers and tickets only for you, Seymour? I want to live also. I want Mama to live. I want to live also to sit under a tree and pick an apple. Did I ever have an egg from a chicken?
Do they taste different?
White eggs taste different, yes.
What's your idea, Bertie? I mean,
first of all, I want to help my husband, Mrs. Goldberg. I want to be a helpmate to him. Is there any harm in that? I know if I don't put my shoulder to the wheel, we'll never get any place.
Of course, that's very nice.
Mrs. Goldberg, for 6 weeks, I took a beauty course in beauty culture. Nothing came out of it because my mother had an operation and her gallstones were more important than my career. I was always a good daughter, and Seymour can be my witness.
Get to the point, lady. The trailer.
Seymour, please. And Mrs. Goldberg, my husband, when I first met him, had a cab. He couldn't make a go of it, but he kept his license. Now, my idea is that with his driving and my education in beauty culture together with the trailer, I could establish a business.
Oh, well, then, what business, baby?
Beauty on wheels, I'll call it.
Do you see anything in that?
Everybody in the country is conscious of beauty. Am I right?
Yes, but funny.
If you had a beauty parlor in Lassenbury, would you go?
Yes, of course.
Would your neighbor Martha Wilberforce go? Am
yes.
I right?
Yes.
Now, my idea is to go to all the little villages where they have no beauty parlors. Beauty on wheels.
Why don't you think about it before you tell Mom?
Seymour, please. I'm determined. I see a future.
Hello?
Is that Mama?
Hello, Ma. This is Seymour. How are you? Fine. She's all right.
She's always nervous about me.
She's up for Miss Goldberg. Just a minute, Mama.
Rosie, Miss Goldberg, my mother just wants to hear your voice.
Would you
just say hello?
Just a minute, Ma.
So, Rosalind.
Go on, Rosie. She just wants to hear your voice.
Just a minute, Ma. She's coming to the phone. Yeah.
Talk loud, Miss Goldberg. She don't have to hear very well on the phone.
Hello, Mrs. Singerhurst. Yes, this is Miss Goldberg. Rosie. She's fine.
What's she saying, Miss Goldberg?
She's very nice.
What is she saying, Rosie?
Well, Seymour is very young to be thinking of...
I'll take it. Please, Seymour, let me go to the phone.
Hello, Mama. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry, Ma. Yeah. Don't worry.
Well, Seymour...
Yeah. Just a minute, Ma. Brady's standing here, Brady.
Hello, Ma. Yes, yes. Listen, and if you can't hear every word I'm saying, tell the candy store man to get on the phone. All right. Listen, Ma. So listen, I won't be able to get home as soon as I expected.
How long are you going to stay here?
No, no. Tell Jerome to see that his driving license is renewed. Do you hear? Yeah, yeah. Arrange to store the furniture, or better, sell it for what you can get.
Sell the furniture? That's beautiful.
I need cash for a business. Tell Jerome I'm going into business.
Mm-hmm.
And tell Jerome to tell his cousin who's in the printing business to have cards printed for me.
More.
Please, Ma. Listen, put the candy store on the phone. You won't sell it right. All right,
Brady. Don't be so impulsive.
Hello. This is Brady Schlitzer, Seymour's sister. Take this down with a pencil, please. Tell my mother to tell my husband to go to his cousin and have cards printed. Have you got a pencil? But beauty on wheels. Have you got it? This is your traveling beauty shop with 2 C's and an E. Yeah. Finger waves, manicures, permanents, facials, hair dyes, all shades. Body massages, eye dyes,
so Bertie's going on her way like a tidal wave, and Jake Goldberg's going to have a very nice telephone bill in the bargain. But all Jake's exasperation is going to fade away as a new turn comes into the life of the Goldbergs.